The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are stress and toxins merely a factor of what we are putting in our bodies? What if a good deal of this can influence the state of our health? Welcome to Vibrant Life with Dr. Shanhong Liu. It's time to learn more about the chemical revolution, what it really means, and what you can do about it. Now, here is your host, Dr. Liu.
Greetings from a really rainy Mount Shasta, Northern California. I want to welcome everyone to join me at this little bit of sleepy hour for some of us. What's really interesting is when I start to experience the rain in a very dry summer day, I start to realize life is ever growing and promising. And when I see my German Shepherd dog, that he enjoys this rainy weather tremendously, I realize as human beings, we need to take a break. And I know many of you are probably still driving and in the middle of the very, very busy day. And what I really encourage everyone is to take a moment of pause. Take a moment of pause to feel the gratitude about our environment. And this beautiful green environment is challenged, but it is full of hope and it has the courage to heal itself. Today, I'm going to talk about two things. One topic is we're going to talk about the five burdens of modern life. And people say, oh, are you only having five burdens of modern life, or there are two more? Well, I'm talking about the five burdens of modern life that influence our five important part of the body. And these five burdens of life, if we can have a way to liberate ourselves from it, we are going to live a much easier and more vibrant and more fun life. And I think that's really important. Instead of living healthy and too serious, we want to have a good time here in this lifetime. The second part of my talk, we're going to touch the topic of autism. You know, as an internal medicine physician, myself is not an expert in pediatric sickness. And fortunately, because of the ever-increasing number of autism, the alarming statistics, how many children are being diagnosed every day of this really rare disease in the past, I become very, very interested. Learning about autism and learning about autism is a systemic disease is really interesting because autism, it is not just in the head. The mechanism of autism and the disease spectrum really involve the whole body. Therefore, the new treatment strategies, the new management strategies are definitely being developed to look at other part of the body and which are involved with the head and the behavior changes as well. So the first part of the topic is about the five burdens of modern life. The first burden of modern life is stress-induced brain endocrine dysfunction. Now, as I have emphasized quite very much in detail in the first episode and second episode, is we all understand that stress make the hormones do not really create a hormonal chaos. Hormones are the juice of life. People say, what is juice of life? Well, life will be dry without hormones. Let's put it that way, right? scientifically, our body communicate and turn on and off through hormonal communications of every single biological functions of the body. So if you want to go back to the episode 1 and 2, you'll realize we need to liberate from the hormonal chaos from stress. And this is one big burden of modern life. The second big burden of modern life is really stress and pollution-induced immune system imbalance. Now, many people have seen immune system could be overreacting, such as the, you know, the epidemic scale of allergies, asthma, autoimmune disease, especially in women, neurotoxic disease, Parkinson's, MS, ALS, peripheral neuropathies, all these things seemingly to be a immune-mediated inflammation. The body's immune system seems to be fighting something from the environment. Clearly, we are not made to be self-fighting organism, right? Human being will be all dead if we are made to self-destroy. Why human species suddenly become a self-destroying machine? How many people are actually dying from Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, mixed connective tissue disease? People actually are dying from self-destroying disease. And I do believe the self-destroying tendencies are directly associated with modern life interventions that we as human beings are actually putting into the environment to destroy the environment. And unfortunately, we have to remember we are also members of the environment. So if we are putting too much pesticides, herbicides, you know, GMO plants on the planet, eventually we're going to destroy ourselves. And that is the burden of the immune system imbalance, the alarming increase of autoimmune disease that's being seen in my practice and also in the world, is really a immune system imbalance due to the environmental factors, the stress, the toxicities, and the artificial life that our body no longer recognize, right? So when our body no longer recognize, of course, we're going to fight it, right? And at the same time, because we're exhausting our immune system, the immune system are no longer able to fight things. We can't fight candida, parasites, Lyme's disease is becoming internationally epidemic. And on top of that, chronic viruses are now found to be associated with dementia. Now, what is the connection between our immune system and our brain? Well, perhaps it is the toxicity, it is the stress, it is the burden of immune system imbalance on our body. The third burden of modern life, it is definitely our organs that's in charge of detoxification. Now, what organs detoxify the body? How many people can name a few, right? The skin is actually a really large detox organ. You know, the ability to shower yourself with clean water, sweat, you know, that's really important for the skin to detoxify. Now, why there are so many skin disorders nowadays? Well, because the body is utilizing this organ to detoxify chemicals. Now, people say, really, if I have all this rash and this tumor coming out of my skin, it's really my body is trying to tell me I'm too toxic. Maybe I'm loaded with toxins. Now, the body is coming out of the toxins through the skin. Yes, yes. So skin is a detox organ, and anything come out of your skin, we need to pay attention to it. Second, actually most important organ in the whole body is one solid big organ. It's called the liver. The liver is the chemical factory. So every single endogenous and exogenous, you know, everything come out from outside, from inside, metabolic waste, free radicals, toxicities, food we eat that leak into the liver, air we breathe that somehow get into the blood, everything have to go through the liver. The liver is a biochemical factory. Now, what's really concerning is we discovered 40 to 50% Americans by the time we reach midlife, 40 to 50% of them have a disease called fatty liver disease. Now, fatty liver disease, unfortunately, are a silent epidemic in our country. And it's a silent epidemic that is approaching to other countries. Now, when the liver is not working very well, what are the symptoms when the liver is not working very well? Well, perhaps people become very sensitive to things. They're sensitive to perfume, to chemicals. They're sensitive to water, material they're wearing, house cleaning material. And many of them said, you know, I have a headache. I can't process all the smells and food. Many people become medication sensitive as well. They will say, you know, I cannot take this medication anymore. I develop severe allergy to it. These are all signs that the body, the liver, is telling us, look, I am overloaded with toxins in here. I cannot process anymore. If you keep taking it in, what's going to happen is going to spill into the blood and coming out of your skin and giving you a headache. Okay, so that again, remember, the liver has a way to communicate to us that I am overloaded. Now, I am going to move on to the next burdens of life, which is our digestive system. Digestive system is one of the systems I love and one of the systems I feel the most frustrating. And please, stay with me. We're going to have a short break. Again, this is Dr. Shanhong Lu, owner of Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine and Reading Integrative Medicine. And for those who want to contact me, please call me at 530-926-1000. And thank you very much for your attention. And again, for those people who may have the excessive burdens of modern life and they want to liberate themselves from, please give me a call or send me an email to drlu@drlumd.com. And meanwhile, enjoy the music and enjoy this beautiful rainy day that water is abundant in the air and our forest is being nourished with the long desired rain in Northern California. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital, vibrant health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Lu or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Lu at drlumd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drlumd.com. That's Dr. Lu at drlumd.com.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life. Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Lu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Lu at drlumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
thank you everyone for staying with me. I hope you had a little break. The number four burden of modern life, after the burden of modern life of stress on our liver and kidney and skin, we're going to talk about the digestive system and what you just have had for lunch. How many people had sandwiches from the deli? How many people had a TV dinner from a plastic box? How many people just grab something from McDonald's? You know, very much, very often, we don't really think about what is in the food, right? So what is really the common complaint that I am seeing every day is people eat a big lunch and they start having a little mental fog. They start feeling a little bit sluggish and they feel they're lethargic. Their brain seems to be fogged up, and some people start having a bloating sensation in the stomach. The worst case is some people can't even bend over to tie their shoes because their stomach looks like 8 weeks, well, actually 5 months pregnant. So they're like, what are the food I just put in there, right? And what's really concerning is I have been spoken to a mother, young mother, and they said, you know, Shenhong, I actually feed my kids organic food and they don't seem to be able to tolerate very well. And many people do not question what are in our food, and they just feel they have to eat it all the time, right? And sometimes they eat there is a Pringle, and we used to have saying like Pringle, once you pop, you can't stop, right? What is the chemical in the food that make us want to eat more? And then even though we feel sick, we continue to eat more. We call the chemical food revolution, right? Now, what's really, really concerning is many of us do not understand some of the snacks and food are created in a way that we want to eat it all the time through different chemical pathways. High glycemic index food, fructose, and which actually created liver burden and created 2 sugar per molecule, and glutamate, monosodium glutamate, which is a spice in a way in Chinese cooking, but now they're putting it in ice cream. Hello? Why is that? Well, glutamate is a neuroexcitatory toxin. It makes you want to eat it all the time. Another thing is wheat. Wheat is gluten, and gluten, one of the ingredients from gluten protein short peptide is called gliadin. Gliadin actually increase our appetite for food. So we wonder sometimes why we eat one piece of bread and then we want to eat the next whole loaf of bread, right? GMO is the most concerning new artificial food. GMO not only destroy the other plants, right, which has consequence, but also the new ingredient discovered called glyphosate is actually estrogenic. So it's related to growing tumor in the reproductive system. Now, many, many pesticides and also GMO creation of the food has ability to kill the bugs. Okay, so the little bug eat the corn and died. Well, how did the bug die? Well, apparently some of the mechanism is through leaching out chelating minerals, right? So GMO food are usually lack of minerals, so the bug eat them will not be healthy. And what's really interesting, it actually has a mechanism inherited in the corn that destroy the probiotics in the little insect's gut. Right. So what's really funny is we think about what the insects eat it and died. And what happened to human beings? We're really just a big insect, in many, many of the functions. So we are just bigger. Maybe we can eat a little longer before we get sick. So the chemical burden of food, we really do need to be educated and try to liberate ourselves from it, right? Very important action that everyone can take. We can definitely advocate for labeling of the food, right? So if people want to eat GMO food, they can eat the GMO food. But those who are well-educated understand it's very dangerous for human being or other species probably will not eat it. So labeling it is very important. If the GMO is so harmless, why don't we label it, right? So that's very important action everyone can take. Eating organic food. Eat organic food. Because pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, when they add together, they absolutely cause chaotic immune dysfunction, cause central nervous system dysfunction, and many, many diseases, including obesity, are related to the chemical food burden. Again, empower ourselves, liberate ourselves from the chemical food burden is extremely important. Detoxification, detox all the chemical burden we already ate, right? Start today and doing it every day. Our life will come back to life again. You know, our body will become vibrant, clear, and light. And our pain and ache and the foggy brain will be gone. The last one of the modern life burden is the toxic emotional burden. People say, well, Dr. Liu, how do we get rid of the toxic emotional burden? There's no simple protocol. What is really simple is do this. Whenever you have a thought, don't judge a thought. Just look at it. Does the thought make you happy? Does the thought make you smile? Or does the thought saddens your heart and drains your energy? Right? That's, everybody can know their emotion very well. So instead of keeping going with your thought process or discussion with a toxic negative environment or energy following with it, just stop and say, does that talk make me feel good, make me feel happy, make me feel appreciated? If it doesn't, don't do it longer than 1 minute, okay? That's a very good way to liberate yourself from the toxic emotion that our modern society seems to be drawn to. And one physician, again, Dr. Steve Hurt, has this dream of having his own TV channel called Absolutely Positive Channel, right? We see happy, wonderful, positive events happening in our life every day. We need to draw ourselves to that. If we do, we're going to live a much better life. We're going to detox our toxic emotions. And what's interesting is the brain is actually very trainable. As soon as the brain is trained, we're going to live in a positive life with love, light, and energy that's going to liberate ourselves from the fifth burden of modern life living, which is the toxic emotional burnout. Now, I'd like to invite an incredible friend of mine, and she actually lives in Mount Shasta. Her name is Debbie Fries. Debbie, are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Debbie. Good afternoon. Thank you for being with us today. I know this is a quick notice. Debbie, could you share with us who you are and how old you are and what kind of, healing process or health challenge you had before you embraced the liberation of modern life path?
My name is Debbie Fries, and I live in Mount Shasta, and I became disabled in 2003 from head injuries and neurologic degenerative autoimmune challenges. And I had to give up driving. I couldn't see and I couldn't concentrate. I was almost wheelchair bound and I didn't get out very much. And last January, I started out with a fruit juice superfood and saw results just after a few days. And then I added a chocolate, which got me out of the house and able to be around people, kind of lessened my fears a lot.
Debbie, are you surprised by just consuming this two high, dense, vibrant, nutritional food that you have changed your brain already?
It was amazing. It's incredible. I can't even believe it. It hadn't happened to me. I don't think I would have believed it, but I thought myself.
Yes. Now, I want to just interrupt a little bit of Debbie's journey. When Debbie first told me she was able to go to a concert without fear after eating the very high quality nutritional dense chocolate, I was amazed about our ability to respond to nutrients. And again, you know, there's so many mechanisms that chocolate help people. But what's really important is that chocolate is a raw form of chocolate, and it was untouched by chemicals and blended with an incredible berry called aronia berry. Aronia berry can support the antioxidant system inside the brain as well as in the liver. Remember the liver burden? So Debbie is basically releasing her liver burden by a superfood. So Debbie, and then what happened after that?
Well, after that, I added more of the superfoods because I was amazed at the first few days. So the challenges that I had, of course, I was looking for any kind of relief. And then after 4 months, I lost 30 pounds in 4 months. My blood pressure went down 40 points, and my cholesterol went down 30 points. And we did the blood work with my doctor because they were looking at putting me on Lipitor, and I said, let's wait and see what happened. So we gave it 4 months. And then
that
my eyesight returned.
Yeah.
I had black and gray kaleidoscope with tunnel vision, which was one of the reasons I had to give up driving. But all that went away. I don't have the tunnel vision or the black and gray kaleidoscope anymore.
That's amazing. And then, Debbie, I remember I saw you 4 months later and during a July 4th event, and you described you were able to run a few blocks.
I ran because I was late for the 4th of July parade for my kids, and I didn't want to miss it. And so I ran the back block, did not even realize what I was doing, and I kept waiting for something to hurt. I was like, something's going to hurt here any minute, but it didn't. It was great.
That is so amazing. Now, again, Debbie is still going through a lot of healing, and I want to really honor her because not only she is thriving to go through this nutritional strategy to liberate herself from brain endocrine dysfunction, stress polluted, you know, immune system imbalance, she's very actively detoxify herself. She eat only organic food. And now she's working through liberating herself from toxic emotional burned out. Right, Debbie?
I am. It's a journey. It's a wonderful journey. It's amazing. I didn't ever think I'd be where I am now.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for joining us today. And I'm sure I'd love to bring you back and with your, you know, experience of the last releasing of emotional burnout journey in our next talk. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we're going to have a quick commercial break again. And for those who want to call me or want to speak to Debbie, please call me at 530-926-1000. Have a beautiful, rainy, lush day in wherever you are.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital Vibrant Health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. that vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Lou or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Lou at drlumd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drlumd.com. That's Dr. Lou at drlumd.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drlumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Thank you for staying with us. And isn't Debbie's story great? I always, you know, Debbie's small journey of healing is huge for herself. And it's huge for me as a physician. You know, as an internist, I have dealt with so many devastating neurological diseases, especially in women who appear to be incredibly healthy and beautiful and courageous, but something have happened to them. And if we switch gear from women with neurological autoimmune challenges, we're going to switch gear to autism. Now, the first time I discovered about autism is watching this movie called The Rain Man. And I'm sure many people have seen the movie. And at that time, you know, autism is very rare. One out of 25,000 kids will face diagnosis of autism. This was merely 20 years ago, not very long ago. Recently, CDC announced its statistic is 1 out of 5,000. Now, according to American Autistic Association, this number is increasing at a very alarming speed. Now, if we look at what are the causes, what are the potentially important factors? Well, what I see is it is a multifactorial disease process. It's clearly related to environmental toxins. 10 Americans is a new short YouTube movie that discussed about the 10 unborn American fetuses. All of them carry over 288 kinds of man-made chemicals in their fetal brain, right? So the chemical pollution clearly is attacking the little fetal brain. You know, those fetuses don't even have blood-brain barrier yet. Many of them do not have a functional liver until a very late stage of life. So fetuses are very vulnerable to environmental toxins. And most of the neurotoxins are not only water-soluble, they're also lipid-soluble. They're completely penetrable into the, you know, through the placenta-fetal barrier into the fetal brain. So neurotoxins, chemicals, definitely. Number two is the increase of electromagnetic frequencies. You know, that's one thing I hate to talk about because I love my iPhone. I love my, you know, modern life conveniences. Chinese people now can communicate with each other because China has the highest cell phone use, right? Now, what happened with coming with the modern conveniences is we really did not understand our brain is not doing very well with it. Okay? We discovered the permeability of the blood-brain barrier, the cellular permeability to environmental toxins, to food particles are really getting higher. We have leaky gut syndrome. Now we have leaky brain syndrome. So what happened with the chemical increase and the permeability increase is those kids are experiencing more and more toxic effect of the brain. Now, the food, chemical food we put into the kids, daily eating, daily food regimen, especially GMO. GMO is one of the main I think, contributor to increase of permeability of the gut in children. Stress also increase the permeability of the gut in not only children, but also in people, right? Now, in children, when our food particles are showing up on the blood side, what happened to the very immature immune system response? Because, you know, as kids before age 15, we are still pretty immature in the immune system development. The immune system has two legs of balance, the Th1, the Th2, the lots of modulators, make sure we don't over-respond to a foreign invader, make sure we're always in balance, so we're not always having a chronic inflammation. But for kids, one, everything is so permeable, the food, the GMO, making the permeability goes up. The smart meters and the cell phones are making the permeability of our brain go up. What happened to those immune system in the kids is it become chaotic. So autistic kids not only suffer from increased amount of neurotoxins in the brain, immune chaos, but also the permeability increase in the gut. So oftentimes, the food that they eat absolutely become the main force that give them horrendous symptom one day. When you eliminate those food, their symptoms are much better the next day. Okay? So it's really important to understand kids represent this neuroimmune chaos in a much, much remarkable and shocking degree. And for parents, they can see that tremendous change just over 1 week, right? It's such a great lesson for everyone living in the modern society to learn. We understand now there's a connection between the brain and the gut, and gut to the brain. Now, I would like to bring in an incredible dad. I learned a lot of good lessons from him, and his name is Chad, and he lives in Phoenix, Arizona area, I believe. Chad, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Wonderful. Chad is an incredible dad, and he has three children, right, Chad?
Four.
You have four children. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
One of them, at age 4 years old, was clearly not doing very well and was clearly presenting with lots of autistic characters. Could you explain or share with us what were your son? I think his name is Charlie, right?
Chase.
Oh, Chase. What
yes,
was Chase's symptoms?
Well, when Chase was born, he aspirated in the womb, and he spent the first week of his life in a hospital. And when we got out, when we got him out, as time progressed, we noticed some things about Chase. Chase started walking when he was 5 months old, but Chase could never really communicate with you. You could say something to Chase, and he would do what's called parody. He would mimic you. Exactly. He would say the exact same words you did, but you could tell it made no sense to him. Up mm-hmm. until, as a matter of fact, up until about November of last year, you could ask Chase his name, and mm-hmm. he would say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say, well, your name's Chase Ryan Luker. And he would look at you and, okay, Chase Ryan Luker, he would say it. And then you'd ask him right after that, what's your name? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It didn't sink in. Things didn't make sense to Chase. Chase used to, when he was younger, he would have what we call just meltdowns. He would throw tantrums. He wouldn't sleep at night. He would scream at the top of his lungs for hours on end. Chase, you couldn't comfort him. If you held him, you made him mad. If you put him down, you made him mad. I'm trying to think here. The screaming fits, the tantrums, you couldn't talk to him. His two brothers couldn't play with him.
Right, that's right. He was afraid of other contact with other people.
Yeah, he would go in what we call his bubble. Chase would go in hide by himself in a corner. If there was other kids there, Chase would play by them, but Chase wouldn't participate in what they were doing. He would play next to them instead of with them. He wouldn't communicate with his brothers. He had no relationship with them. Me and his mother were really the only ones who understood Chase. And when Chase needed something, he would point and say one word. If he wanted water, he'd just go, water, and point. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, can I have some water, please? And he would say that, but that was it. And most of the times, he wouldn't even get all of that out. He had a real hard time with words. Chase could only say one or two words at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you were saying that as parents, number one, you are very stressed, but never you really tried to make him eat healthy food, right?
Yes, ma'am. We did. We tried everything. I mean, we tried a lot of different stuff with Chase, and we had it was hard. You know, there was only certain things he would eat, and some of it was stuff that we later found out with autism is bad for him. Like dairy products or wheat products. He loves wheat bread, and you try and cut that out of his diet, and Chase wouldn't eat.
Wow.
You know, he loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but he likes peanut butter and jelly on wheat bread. So it was tough. It was hard.
Yeah. Now, so what happened when he, in January, I remember very clearly, you have a relative who was doing this gut support program, pretty simple. And what happened? What made you want to try that?
Well, my cousin.
Your cousin, right.
My cousin, Cheryl and Gary, they told my mom about Orenda. And my mom told us about it and said, they're going to be over for a meeting. And I said, okay. And she said, I'd like for you guys to try it. And I'm kind of weird. Me and my wife never wanted our son on medication. We refused to have him medicated. I wasn't going to put him on something where he turned to a vegetable. I didn't want that. And me and my mom said, Chad, I really want you to look into this with me and come listen in this meeting. And I'm kind of skeptical, and I thought, oh, great, another cure-all. Here we go. So I went and listened, and the way Gary and Cheryl presented it, and my mom said, Chad, let's try him on it. And I believe Cheryl got in contact with Dr. Golden, and he told us what to put Chase on, and we put him on the Ease, the Immune, and the Okai, and they told us what to dose him with. Now, another thing about Chase is his memory. Like I said, it wasn't his memory. Chase remembered everything, but it was his comprehension of what you were telling him. And I work in the log woods, and I run heavy equipment, and I would tell my son, you want to go to the woods with Dad and play on the tractors? And he would say yes, and 5 minutes later, he had no recollection of what I had said because he didn't understand what I had said in the first place. So after about a week of trying him on those three products, I asked him one night, I said, would you like to go play on the tractors tomorrow? And he said, yeah, Dad. At 5 o'clock the next morning before my alarm clock went off, Chase woke me up and said, Dad, go play on the tractors. And his speech had cleared up. You could understand him. He was starting to talk full sentences. And this is after a week.
Wow. So that gave me the chills. Yes.
So we went to the woods. And well, that's when we started noticing the little things. He would remember stuff. His speech was getting better. Chase had never, like I said, never talked full sentences. And his baby sister is Charlie. And she was playing with a straw one night, and Chase tapped me on the leg and said something he had never said. I'd never heard come out of his mouth. He tapped me on the leg and said, excuse me. And I looked at him, and I said, what, buddy? And he says, the baby's playing with a straw. And it was crystal clear like he'd been talking for years. And this was only about 3 weeks into it. And I looked at him, and I said, okay, thank you. And he goes, you're welcome. And he turned and walked off like, I've been talking like this the whole time.
Chad, that's so amazing. That just really warms my heart. And then what happened recently? Because I just got a phone call from Cheryl.
Yes, ma'am, we did. We Chase went into preschool. He starts kindergarten next year. And he went into preschool this year, and they diagnosed him with January, they diagnosed him with autism. And in February, when we started him on the products, we noticed a significant change in Chase, and so did his teachers. He had fewer tantrums, fewer meltdowns, and they started noticing things that were coming out in Chase. Chase was really fast at puzzles.
Yeah.
They said they could take puzzles that they had never, that he had never seen or any of the other children had ever seen, and hand him that one, and hand the kid that had been doing the same one for 2 years every day, and hand them both at the same time, and Chase would beat him at putting it together. He was fast. It just made sense to me.
Now, as a parent, Chad, aren't you just so excited? I can just feel.
And he improved so dramatically. At the end of the year, they evaluated him again to decide if he could move on to kindergarten or not. And the lady who did his diagnosis in January also did it in May. And she said, your son is no longer showing signs of autism. He shows signs of ADHD, but not autism anymore. And Chase is hyper, and, I mean, come on, we all got a little bit ADHD, you know.
That's right, that's right. Thank you so much, Chad. And
thank
we must have a little break, but I like to just make a clarification. You know, the Oranda product, and it's a completely natural way to support the body's digestive system, immune balance, and also superfood to support the liver. We do not treat, prevent, or mitigate any disease processes. We support the body to live a vibrant life. And that is one thing I want to really empower everyone to, number one, look within first before we look outside. And again, this body, this mechanical, biological, emotional, spiritual body has all the elements to heal itself if we support it with natural nutritional principles, right? The body has ability to live a vibrant life. Thank you so much, Chad, and thank you, ma'am. The listeners. And we're going to have a little break. And again, call me if you want to talk to Chad and ask him questions. My phone number is 530-926-1000. And my website is drlumd.com. Feel free to call us. And we're going to take a quick break. And thank you so much for staying with us. We'll be right back.
Real Life Solutions. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital Vibrant Health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Liu or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Liu at drluemd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drluemd.com. That's Dr. Liu at drluemd.com.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drluemd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Thank you, everyone, for staying with me. We have 10 more minutes to go over what we talk about today. As you heard, that Chad is a dad, like many working dad with four children, and many of us are going through a lot of stress and disease process and toxicity exposure ourselves. Of course, when we have children, oftentimes we don't understand some of the struggle we have is going to be, inherited by our children too. And with the modern life challenges, and the ever-increasing number of chemicals in our life and the modern electro technology advancement, our children are definitely seeing more and more influence. Now, genetic selections, you know, we always say, well, how come some people don't seem to be influenced at all? Some people seem to be having trouble living here. And we, you know, again, it's really a genetic selection process. And for people, they are clearly feeling the stress and toxicities. They need to do more to make sure their body cope, survive, and thrive in this environment. And one of the great example I have is actually a patient. I'm going to bring her up one day. Her name is Marge Wheeler. She is a patient of mine. It's just now she doesn't see me very often. She sees me maybe once every other year because she's so healthy. Now, 7 years ago, she was 63 years old. She was on 8 prescription pharmaceutical drugs. She was overweight by 60 pounds. She has sleep apnea as well. At that time, as an internist, I was just managing her symptoms and giving her different diagnoses, you know, every time she came up. And very sadly, I was unable to really help her heal. I was basically coping with her and give her one more problem at the time when she's growing older, right? So fortunately, I made a switch 7 years ago, starting for myself, is to address the stress and toxic effect of modern lifestyle on our body. When we address and those two things and supporting our body from the neuroendocrine perspective, from the digestive health, from cleaning the liver, from immune balance, I have found 80 to 90% of the people are getting better, right? So Marge had a very, very challenging group of genes. I actually did a gene snap on her. She has not only detoxification gene challenge, vitamin D gene challenge, antioxidant, and inflammatory genetic challenge. All her genetic challenge presented a very horrendous family history of multiple sclerosis in both her dad and her sister. And then later on, you know, metabolic challenges in her other sister and brain tumor in her mom. You know, she really had a horrendous family history. But at age 70, Marge is ice skating. Now, not only she's ice skating, but also she is getting, she got rid of all her 8 prescription pharmaceuticals. I retested her for sleep apnea. She no longer has sleep apnea. Now, what's amazing about Marge is she has a very clear mind. Her mind is so clear that sometimes I feel I'm older than her. She's very, very clear about what she does, what she likes. She's driven. She's motivated. She's brilliant. She is a fine example of a woman in her age, you know, late age. She's 70 years old. She lives a very vibrant life despite she has a very challenging genetics, despite the fact that she is experiencing stress and toxicities like everybody else. She's traveling. She's teaching other people how to do the same. And for me, she inspires me every single day as a physician that I can teach somebody to be healthy and that somebody is going to turn around and teach other people to be healthy. The world is going to be a healthier and more vibrant place if everyone is becoming a student first, and practice the principles and teach others to do the same. Thank you so much if you know, for this, for all of your patience and listening to me today. And I hope I can inspire one person. Now, that one person who may be listening to this and said, I need to take action. This earth is made of every single individual. If one person at a time is listening and is inspired, if this program can bring that smile, that motivation, that incredible courage to learn to heal yourself, I will be very, very happy. I think all the effort we have been putting into the program and all my team members who have been cheering me on and giving me incredible advice, all their effort are well satisfied and paid off if that one person today is taking actions. And remember, what is truly alive is always changing. For those, for my listeners and those who happen to be listening, if you know somebody who have immune challenge, brain challenge, you know, the digestive issues, the brain fog, lack of happiness, depression, anxiety, if those symptoms seem familiar to some of you or someone you know, please call me at 530-926-1000 or send me an email to Dr. Lu, D-R-L-U, at drlumd.com. And thank you so much for spending this beautiful early summer day on the call with me. Thank you, Debbie and Chad, for your wonderful, precious time and courage to heal and share. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Life. Please join Dr. Shanhong Lu again next Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Together, by becoming aware of all of the factors, we will bring better health into your life.